Sweet, sweet, sweet. Well, I just made a game time decision. Life is funny. They say that the best laid plans of mice and men, I don't know what they say about mice and men, but life is funny, isn't it? And you have these plans and you put them in place, whether it's recording a podcast or discovering the partner of your dreams, and then suddenly it all comes crashing down around you. But the good part is, when those things happen, there is music there to lift us up, comfort us, and bring us back to a place of solidarity, peace, and centeredness. And that is what the Greatest Song You Never Heard podcast is all about. Welcome to the show, my good friend, Phil Anderson. How are you, sir?
I am living the dream.
Wow.
I'm great. I'm great. Yeah. I had a dream, and then I realized I was actually living it. I wasn't even asleep.
Ooh.
So I am living the dream. Yep.
Well, when I was talking about things coming crashing down, you know, for this show, this is a little bit of inside baseball for those who don't know what happens behind the sound, behind your earpods.
A peek behind the curtain.
We you know, so the show is Phil and I each bring a song that the other person has never heard, and we believe it to be one of the greatest songs you've never heard. And in calling it one of the greatest songs, why am I fumbling over my words today?
Now, because you're very out of sync, out of rhythm.
I am, but my opening was pretty darn good.
Yes, it was.
But in calling it the greatest song you never heard, sometimes you second guess yourself. Is that correct, Phil?
Oh, I would say no, it's not. But third and fourth guess, yes. Second, third, and then it moves on to the fourth, and it's like you mind screw yourself.
And we both started yesterday picking out our songs for today, and yet still I am in the seconds before we start recording going, I still don't know what my next song is going to be. I don't know if the first song I picked out is going to be any good. What if Phil doesn't like it? It's been like that all morning long. But
so we tend to try to record these in semi clumps. So anywhere from, I don't think we've ever knocked out five episodes, but you know, 2 to 4 episodes, depending on our time availability. And so that's the whole thing, is that you're trying to set it up. What's going to happen is, by the fourth song, by the fourth episode, as we record today, we'll be in a perfect rhythm.
That is true. That is true. And then it will be all done until the next time we record and be
it's
out
just
of rhythm,
like,
and out of sync.
When I played at church, we'd have our practice on Thursday nights. We'd have the first service on Friday night, and then you're feeling better. And then, of course, Saturday comes, and you don't think about it at all. Sunday morning, 9 o'clock service. Okay, you're back to it. And then the 11 o'clock service, nailing it. And then you're done. And then you move on to the next week.
So anyway, that being said, Phil, welcome to the show. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
How are things in the life of Philip Anderson?
Good. Oh, fantastic. As of this recording, we're going to be near 60 degrees, 60 degrees in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
I am. So it's literally snowing in central New York right now.
Oh, look, there's a guy hit a golf ball on the golf course.
Although
not really.
It is,
not really.
It has warmed up to the place where the ice that was covering the entire river outside my house is now breaking apart and floating downstream.
Well, there goes your natural walkway across the river.
That's true. And it also means, you know, what's been odd about it too is, we haven't talked about this, we've seen a number, because I live on an island technically between like a river and the Erie Canal, and we've seen a bunch of animals on the island this year that we've never seen before. I saw a fox one day running around at night. We've seen rabbits that we've never seen before. So I think they were coming across the ice and just walking around and got out to our island.
That's pretty cool. I love nature. I really do.
Yeah, me too.
Nature's fun.
Me too. Well, that being said, so Phil, do you have a song for us today?
I do, and I want to talk a little bit about your attitude. what is your attitude today?
Right now, it's a bad-itude.
Bad-itude.
Yep. My professionalism hides it, but right now, it's a bad-itude because I'm so insecure about the songs that I have for us to listen to today and the frustration of spending – I literally spent 2 hours this morning as well as yesterday getting ready for today. And I still am not ready. So I'm at your mercy, Phil.
Here's the thing.
I ask for grace from you.
Listener, here's the thing. This is what we have such pride in, this, that we pour ourselves into it. And sometimes we don't even think that's enough, but we have to go with it and throw it up on the wall, see if it sticks. But I'm just going to start this song right now and let's go from there.
Better get your act together. Who do you think you are? You think you better. Say what, you got a pretty car. You always seem to get exactly what you want. And you get nasty, evil, mean, crazy. If you don't, you got to change your fucking attitude. You better change your fucking attitude. Ooh. Saw you at the nightclub. You took it up a notch. In the Dolce and Gabbana. And a really nice watch. Women and lying is what you all about. Ain't nobody gonna cry for you when they clock you out. You got to change your fucking attitude. You better change. You better change your
I'm going to be honest here, Phil. I feel attacked.
Well,
I feel like you picked this out specifically because you reached into my psyche and you knew exactly what was going on in my heart and said, Chris, here's your song for today.
Well, here's the thing. I would only do that if I knew you could handle the truth. That you need to change your funking. No, actually, it's no G. Funkin' attitude.
Funkin' attitude. You know what? I really like this song. And it actually, it was spoke to me on multiple levels. not just because I've had a bad attitude today, but I really, really like this song. I feel like this is a CeeLo Green song.
Oh.
Is it CeeLo Green?
No, it's not.
Doesn't it sound a little bit like CeeLo Green?
Now that you mention it, does. And by the way, I really like CeeLo Green. The guy's got the shortest arms of all time, like an alligator.
He's the T-Rex of popular music.
But I can see where you hear that in this song, for sure. But it's not. It's not.
No. Mm. I liked everything about this song. I liked the lyrics of this song. I liked the singer. Of course, the guitar solos were freaking off the scale.
And that's no the singer. Intended. Yeah. Ah, thank you.
Yeah. I thought it was fantastic. That's a singer? Who's the singer?
The guitar player is the singer.
Oh, it's very, very
cool. Wrote the song, and yeah.
You know what's funny? I had to actually started looking back through some of my notes because it feels like we've done this song before, but I don't know that we have.
No, we haven't. I went back over a year.
Well, tell me a little bit more about this song.
This person has been, she quit her full-time gig as, she's been in the music business for 20 years, but she, what used to be a, I just had it. Graphic designer.
Use your words.
Thank you. Yeah. She used to be a graphic designer. She was actually born in Serbia.
Interesting.
Yeah, but she now makes her home here in the States, depending on how many homes she has. She could be in L.A. or in Memphis. But
interesting.
Yep. 20 years ago, so she's been doing this hard at it for 20 years.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she had a breakout album in 2003, but this album came out in 2018.
Interesting. Cool.
The name of the album is, you're going to like this, Like It On Top.
Why would I like that, Phil? What are you insinuating?
I'm just saying you're a guy. The name of the album is Like It On Top.
Like It On Top. And who's the singer?
The singer is Anna Popovich.
Anna Popovich. Very yep. cool. And the name of the song is Change Your Motherfunking Attitude?
Well, no, it's Funking Attitude.
Funking it's Attitude.
Funking Attitude with no G. No G.
No G. Yep. But it is Fung, F-U-N-K. Funking.
I-N. Yep.
Okay. Funking Attitude. Good to know. No, we don't need to put an explicit tag on it.
Nope, not at all. But I will tell you this. I mean, there's this little underlying organ in this song. And of course, any song like this that's got the word funk in it is going to have a nice, big, fat bass line.
Oh, yeah. The bass line is really cool in this song.
So they hit the pocket on this song right off the bat to me. And I just felt like, Chris, you needed to change things up a little bit.
This helped with my attitude. I'll tell you that for sure.
Well, that's good. That's good. Sometimes we need it, you know?
Why do you think this song wasn't more well known?
Well, so we can ask that question about a number of songs. In fact, probably 80% of the songs we play on this podcast.
Oh yeah,
The Traveling Wilburys, notwithstanding.
Correct.
I was explaining our little podcast to some friends a couple nights ago, and then I said something to the effect that, you know, it's supposed to be the greatest song most people have never heard, and I played a Traveling Wilburys song. They both looked at all three of them looked at me like, what do you mean? It's the greatest rock band of put together of all time. I'm like, well, but I added insult to injury by playing their top song too. So
that's true. That's true. Very, very true.
But I think you could say that on a number of songs that we bring. Mm. Why didn't this make it? Because this is one of those, I think it's got some teeth, some legs. I'm looking at, let me see if I can pull out her on Spotify and see what they have as the top five songs that she's played. Because this, I don't think, is one of them. This showed up on a playlist through Spotify. Yeah, she's got, you know, not a lot of her music is really well known. You know,
yeah, yeah.
4 million downloads on her top one, which is Slow Dance off this album.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's just one of those. I mean, the production on this, I think, is really good. She plays a really good guitar. Bruce Springsteen had something to say about her guitar playing. But she's shared stages with B.B. King, Buddy Guy, Jeff Beck, Joe Bonamassa, and things like that. But, yeah, Bruce Springsteen said she's one hell of a guitar player. And I think that kind of showed in the song.
Oh, absolutely. Part of the reason I asked the question was because I was thinking this would be a great song for like a montage in a movie or a commercial. Like, yes, it would be one of those things. And I'm one of those nerdy guys who for the past 25 years once it seems around 2002 or three timeframe, people started picking up songs for commercials that no one had ever heard before. And they did that partly because they were cheaper to license, but partly because they also wanted to like identify with their brand. And one of my favorites is, what was the name of that company? It was like one of the big online trading companies for stocks.
E-Trade
did a song that in the background of every commercial they did for almost 10 years. It was "Let's Go, Do 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 Let's Go." That song actually was done by my next door neighbor when I lived in Seattle,
really?
From a band called Boss Martians, who are now a surf punk band. They do surf rock, not punk, but surf rock. Anyway, so I was thinking about that for this song. And then I was like, well, maybe this song wouldn't have made it into a commercial because of the funking part of it. And people were just too cautious about it causing controversy, but it would
just be a movie right? Montage. Yes. I can especially see it.
You know, what's funny is, when I was, I used to listen to this podcast called the KEXP Song of the Day every single time I would run. And now I don't because they've taken that away and they've just replaced it with a monstrosity that's garbage. And it's not that all it was a song every day. No intros, no background, just a song. And 90% of those songs were fantastic. The 10% I didn't like were fine. But what would happen is inevitably, if I went in the morning and one of those songs was what I listened to the very first thing before all the podcasts I listened to, I would feel like I was in one of those montages in a movie where like the fat guy's getting slim and he's doing the work and like putting in the work, you know what I'm saying? And so that's what I was thinking about with this song was this would be perfect for one of those montages where the fat guy's going out for a run and he's like, I'm going to change, or he's like putting on his dress suit because he's now going to impress the girl and he's going to be the husband that loves his wife again. I just see so many opportunities for this song. And so I'm shocked that this song wasn't more popular.
I guess it doesn't mean that it's not been in a movie, just not one that we've seen. You know,
well, I'm sure you looked on Wikipedia too, right? And it probably didn't.
I have the Wikipedia page open, and it does not show that at all. But she's got quite the, quite the honors. Her first, her first album came out in 1998. Yep.
Wow. And what was her name one more time? Something Popoff.
Anna Popovich. I think it's spelled the same as our friend that coaches the San Antonio Spurs.
Anna Popovich.
P-O-P-O-V-I-C.
Wow. Very good. Very good. I like this song a lot. Change. And so what's the official title of the song?
Funkin' Attitude. Off the
Funkin'
album.
Funkin' Attitude.
Off the album. 2018 album. I Like It On. Oh, no. Like It On Top.
I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot. I can see that album here.
Well,
cool song, Phil.
Yeah, so I would say that if there are people out there that want to comment on the song, they should do that on our X Twitter page, which of course is at GSYNH podcast, or they can just skip all that like our friend Brian does, goes right to the website and leaves a comment.
Right to the website.
Yep. And we are right on it, usually responding within 2 or 3 months. And so the greatest song you never heard.com. And of course, Facebook with the same name. I'm glad you liked it, Chris. Mm,
loved it. Loved this song a lot. It's really cool.
Well, you can put a bow on it because you're driving.
Now with your new attitude. Now that my attitude has been, I'm in a Zen state, Phil. So I was just like in the groove and not realizing we were done already. So I was just enjoying the song. Thanks for bringing that. It is one of the greatest songs I've never heard. I hope that maybe we'll see it someday in a montage with a guy putting on a suit in a movie. Richard Gere, preferably, because he seems like the right kind of person to be in that situation. But who knows? It could also be Fred Armiston.
Hey, he plays mean drums, by the way. Have you ever seen Fred Armiston play drums?
I have. He's a very multi-talented person.
He really is.
We will see you, feel you, touch you next time right here on the Greatest Song You Never Heard podcast. You play your cards right. We might even sniff you a little bit. Ooh.